We're celebrating Christmas in New Jersey with the Real Housewives. It's season 7, episode number 2, Very Hairy Christmas, and we're here to talk about it all right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, I don't do hair. I don't do hairy anything. It's the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we're all here to talk about Christmas in Jersey and New Year's. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel's here.
Hi, I'm Annabelle, and you can... Oh, are we not doing plugs? Okay.
No, you can do it.
Okay. You can find me at Adirondack Compliments.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Ronay here, and I'm all about plugs. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Fern Ronay. Buy my book Better in the Morning. Thank you.
There you go. Let's talk about the show.
I didn't want to be the Bethany Frankel of like, here's my plan.
That one.
She's divorced,
finally.
Oh, she is. Yes. Newsflash.
Congratulations to the ex, too. Mm-hmm. We're ending that one.
I was hashtagging it today. Hashtag the bee is free.
I like that one.
There we go. I was trying to get a trend going. It didn't work. Sorry. Anyway. Carry on.
As much as we like talking about those ladies, we need to move a little bit further in different direction. Not too far from New York
State. To the unsuccessful ones.
It was a little less money. No, let's talk about Jacqueline, who's a little emotional over Teresa's return. And she's, you know, we see Dolores in and out. Dolores tells Jacqueline just to sit back, wait, don't text her, and just watch what happens.
Live.
Yes. And then Joe and Melissa are anticipating Teresa's big return. There's a lot of build-up, you know, like, what is she going to be like? Like, who's going to walk into our house? Are we going to recognize her? Like, who is this? And it's like, come on, like, how hard could it be? Like, how difficult is it going to be to, like, you know, reintroduce Teresa?
She hasn't had a face change like Jacqueline. She looks still pretty much the same.
Yes. Teresa talks about how she needs money because her businesses have all gone down the tubes, and that the cookbooks are not selling. We have Fabellini here on the panel.
Oh, how was it?
Fern got it, and she said it was very hard to get.
Oh, yeah, it was. I can't remember what. I think my mother had to send it to me or something. Yeah. Really buy it in Jersey.
Oh, she's the one who bought it. Okay.
It's like distribution problems there.
Yeah.
It was very sweet, if I remember.
Yeah.
We had peach.
I think I liked it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate to hear about the businesses going south because she needs every dollar she can get. They have a lot of bills.
See, I was wondering about that comment because wouldn't somebody in her camp keep that stuff running for her? You know what I mean?
I wonder how big the camp is, though.
Do you think she's like fulfilling Fabellini
orders? Good point. It's not like the businesses in her. That. It's like, quote, the businesses went to shit. Well, they went to shit because you were now a felon. It's because people didn't want to buy your products because you're in jail. It's not like, oh, my face wasn't able to be out there because they was away. So I couldn't
she
do a book signing.
That.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
True. They didn't monetize it great. I mean, when Martha Stewart went to jail, she was still selling stuff.
Right,
you know,
right.
They should have made that monstrosity of a mansion like a little like sweatshop. You have enough kids; they're underage. The kids in like Indonesia do it. Put them to work. You need to do something. Although Gia's already doing, you know, she has 14 enough. Different jobs. Bless her heart.
Raising
Remember
the family.
That music video that came out that Gia did.
Yes.
Was that her birthday song?
No, it was.
Do you guys remember her birthday,
birthday song?
Oh my god, yes. I do remember.
It's your birthday.
Then you were too.
That
you
poor girl will never live that down.
That poor girl. I think we all had a moment like that in our youth, but at least it wasn't on TV.
Did.
I used to do like concerts on the fireplace. Like that was her like concert on the fireplace moment.
In front of all of them.
Poor girl.
No.
I wish that's how they had announced like their sentencing of how many years. She's like, and then you have 6, and then you have 7.
Oh my god.
Hashtag we're going to hell.
A little bit different counting this time around.
We're going to hell, so their house.
Yes.
See you there, tree. Yeah.
Well, Teresa's, and I'm the mean one on the panel talking about Teresa. Yeah, okay.
Oh, all the tree huggers are going to come come at me. It's fine. Guys, I'm at Annabelle Lee 407.
I love it.
Any attention is good.
Well, Teresa's getting attention with this People exclusive, and she's making a lot of money. We don't know the dollar amount, but she's already starting to recoup some of the millions she has to pay. And they're getting a Christmas card taken on Christmas Eve. She said it was like a Christmas card. We got a nice gallery view of the last Christmas cards that she had over the years.
Where they were like cherubs.
Amazing.
But is this really a Christmas card? It's a photo for a magazine taken the day off. Like, that's not a Christmas card, but whatever, Teresa. We get you.
The denial is so deep with this one. I can't even deal. But this was People is a nice upgrade from OK Magazine. Wasn't it OK Magazine all those years leading up to her sentencing that she had the deal with?
I think
she
was selling the story.
Okay.
Which one put the picture of her on Mother's Day with the big hair?
I can't remember. Us, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, she's seen and done them all, I guess. Joe doesn't know the significance of Christmas. Let him know.
I mean, what Catholic, what person in the world doesn't know what Christmas is?
How hell ignorant do you have to be?
Especially it's like, I'm not religious whatsoever, but it's like when I see, isn't that the main decorations of Christmas or like the nativity scenes outside church? You're not just like, oh, are those the farm animals going to eat that baby? What's the baby doing? Like, doesn't it make sense? Like, baby Jesus is there. He doesn't get the hot abs until later when he's older.
As many times as Teresa made fun of Melissa saying, it's Jesus' birthday. How the hell does Joe not know it's Jesus' birthday? Like, biting her lip during dinner while Joe was saying all this was
And also,
hilarious.
Don't you guys, like, decorate your houses with, like, a million crosses? And, like, I don't understand.
Oh, he's got it around his neck, though. He doesn't know the significance of it. Yeah.
He's like, it's a big, giant T for Teresa.
You know what, though? Joe...
In case I forget what her name is when I'm with my mistress.
Exactly. That's C-word he's married to.
You know, Joe never fails to have a moment of pure ignorance on this show. So here we are. We can check that one off for the time being until he reemerges in a few years. Who knows? Teresa and Melissa have a moment when they're like... drying dishes or something. So it was a domestic moment.
Melissa needed water and Teresa went to help. Good cover, producers.
Yeah, real, really good.
Make it really natural, you know. You need water. And then make a passive aggressive comment about the mirrored dinner table. Did anybody think it was weird that Teresa, on the Christmas Eve dinner where she's reuniting with her family and seeing her parents for the first time since her dad refused to visit her in prison to see her like that, that she was wearing a, like, almost, like, pleather, like, Fredericks of Hollywood dress?
Yes.
I get it. If you got it flaunted, I'm with that until you're 75, show it. But I was like, oh, good for you.
I mean, the way she
Christmas Eve coming out
spoke to everyone, it was same old Teresa, just like biting comments and like complete denial of everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talking to her brother on the phone for the first time, and what did she? I wrote it
She's
down.
Like, it's like I never left with my four daughters.
With my daughters, it's like I never left. Mm-hmm. And, like, nothing about you, how are you, I missed you, nothing. Same thing with Melissa. Honey, they can't get the exclusive photo of me. Like, it's so rude.
With Melissa. Mm-hmm. What else can we say? So they have this conversation, and they were saying, hey, we want to get back to how things were when you first were with Joey. And I'm like, we've had this conversation numerous times. It's not going to happen. Melissa says that sometimes Teresa puts a wall up, and then this kind of started the unrolling of the conversation, where Teresa feels that Melissa was never genuine to her, and then Melissa was like, well, what gave you that impression? Of course, they couldn't answer that question.
Is that when she was like, I'm alone on Gilligan's Island? I was like, no, actually, there's like six other people on Gilligan's Island. There's Gilligan and the professor. And I'm like, that's a really bad...
Marianne?
Yeah, it's like, could have said like Castaway. But no, there's still Wilson. That was just a... pop culture has gone to shit.
But then Melissa ran with it. She said, well, if you're on Gilligan's Island, she kept it going.
Yes. Well, who would Teresa be from the cast?
Just the coconut bra.
Mrs. What? Who was the rich man's wife? Who was like Jim?
Thurston Howell's wife.
Mrs. Howell.
I did this for Real Housewives of New York. I matched them all up.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, I
and
did.
And they fit perfectly.
See, Fern knows. She knows. So they said, "Oh, well, I love you like a sister," and all the usual stuff that will fall apart. Hopefully not. And I don't think it will, but it has so many times before. And then Teresa, instead of being like, "Yeah, bring it in," she goes, "Well, show it to me. Let's be real. Show it to me." So I guess that's the Jersey way of being like, "We're good again." I mean, I've never spoken to anyone like that.
I mean,
show
I think
it to me.
What surprised me about this conversation is showing that the last 3 years, like, nothing's gone on between Melissa and Melissa and her husband Joe and Teresa, because all of 2012's season was very like, neither of them said crap about Teresa. They had her back. No beef went down between the two of them. And then Teresa didn't talk to Melissa the whole time she was away. Like, that means that their relationship was only for TV. They're not talking. They're not getting along. It's just so fake. Nothing's ever real with Teresa. Mm-hmm.
Well, they throw the christening into the picture.
Jesus Christ. 6 years.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Teresa feels it all started. And that Melissa went against her when it came to, like, talking about Gilligan's Island, but, like, the groups of people. And she's still bitter that Kathy got those 2 seasons on the show. She's still angry at that whole situation. She feels, like, betrayed and says Melissa should have shut down everything and just said, "I'm going to support Teresa exclusively." But again, Megan, you mentioned the digs. They're still happening. I mean, Teresa feels as though she walks on air and that anybody that goes against her is just completely on the evil team.
Yeah.
She will not take any credit
for
anything.
Well, she is alone on her own island, apparently, because nobody's her friend. Like, when everybody who's been on this show is on your shit list, don't you think you're doing something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she hates every single person that's ever been on the show. Yes. Like, who's she getting along with? No one. Dolores is the only person in her corner right this moment.
Yeah, besides her children, who, I mean, even, you know, Gia was trying to get away that night. Like, they're like, "Please, we're in our own prison. Like, let us out."
Well, the two make a deal, and they're going to be like, "Well, we're gonna tell each other things as they come up." Okay. And we've seen that happen in Housewives before, where these are like, "Well, if, you know, you come to me if something happens, and you let me know, and it will work it out," and then insert
then normally
person.
That person normally leaves and goes and tells another person. They wanted me to tell them everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so, actually convinced. I think they're going to be fine, and I think
it
like,
seems it to current
yeah,
day.
Because yeah. Now they seem fine.
I'm going to say, based on the trailer, they get along for TV's sake this season.
So you think are you getting vibes like it's Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle?
Yes, but like way worse. But like they don't even like each other at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's trying to mend the fences because Teresa knows she needs to get that Fabulini and the cookbook into Envy. She needs to get her products into Melissa's store. So she's like, "Listen, this isn't the only store that's going to have me. I'm going to work it." Or we'll end up working there. We don't know, you guys. It's a dark... It's a dark time.
Oh, yeah, you just don't know. Well, Dolores goes to therapy 2 days after Christmas. That was an interesting thing. Did you catch that? It was like 2 days after.
Oh,
and she's like sitting in therapy talking about her marriage from 17 years ago, which ended poorly, and then a second marriage that had a lot of the same attributes and ended as well. And she really needs a new start. I can, you know, I can always respect someone who needs a new start.
I am obsessed with her being a cop. I had no idea. I feel like either I need to become or was in a former life a detective. Like, I sweat, like, detective cop stuff. Like, TV shows, like, wanting to be a detective. Like, Kristen Doty from Vanderpump is, like, a very big hero of mine because, like, nothing gets by
her. Oh, yeah. She's like Edward Snowden. Yeah. She gets in and gets all the information.
All the information. I mean, I mad respect for, I think I had the wrong impression of her last week. I take it back. I'm full Dolores.
And I loved the picture they showed in, like, her uniform. Mm-hmm. She was sitting there, her hair all done, like, sassy. It looked like, I know, behind the scenes, she looked like a cop in, like, a porno. And I mean that in the highest compliment.
Yes.
In the best way. Great lighting, the best makeup. I was like, good for you.
See, I like that she moved the inmates around, because I was like, okay, this girl's tough. Like, she knows she can handle.
Yes.
She can handle criminals. So
when she said
that
she was a cop, I was like, cop without a badge? The book of Danielle Staub. I was like, please, please, please let there be a connection. Please. She was a detective, can you please track down Danielle Staub and what is
Wouldn't
happening?
Wouldn't it be so amazing if there was some sort of connection? Like, at some point in the season, we get, like, some down-low story we didn't know.
God, please. I mean, I shouldn't have spilled my spoiler alert, my predictions for next week, guys. I'm hoping. Guys, I'm just hoping everything's linked. Like, butterfly effect. We can only hope.
Like, if Dolores worked with Danielle's ex-husband and hooked up with him.
I'm so frustrated that they don't even acknowledge Danielle. Like, I get so angry with that. I mean, that girl was on the other end of the table. You know what I mean? Like, she was there from the very beginning. The first two seasons were so good. And I don't know. I'll just always be, like, having a candle in the window.
Oh, my God.
Please come
to He's got the ribbon around the tree for her.
Look, that third season, which she wasn't on, but the third season opened up with 3 million views. And, you know, just saying.
That was the christening scene, right?
Yeah.
Michael Rappaport was on Amy Phillips' podcast this past week, and he was like, oh my God, you guys, that was better than The Godfather. Like, that scene, he's like, I try to convince everyone how good The Housewives is. He's like, that scene? I mean, he just, like, going off about how good that moment was.
He's on that Watch What Happens Live.
I know. Yeah.
You know, it just makes me sad, because those were the days when the show was a little different, and I enjoyed it a little bit more.
A little more real.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we always get flashbacks to Jersey Girl's past with Ashley on the show. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen her in a minute, and she's back living at home, and she's getting ready to move out so she can sleep with her boyfriend.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
Wait, it's not your mom.
Yeah. Did anybody think it was weird? The whole combo between them was like, oh.
It's just an odd dynamic. But, like, when they were sitting side by side, it's so weird that Ashley looks identical at her age to Jacqueline. Like, their faces look the same. And they were also wearing, it was like, why? Ashley, why are you wearing the same, like, mom outfit that your mom... It was very odd.
Look what I wrote down. Their faces are morphing. They have the same face.
It's like they did face swap, but it's exactly the same.
It's so creepy. Yeah. I think Ashley's had a lot done, and so has Jacqueline. And it's kind of like, maybe if they go to the same doctor...
I think it's very much like Kim Zolciak and Brielle. Like, I'm not trying to change cities, but very... It's... Guys, it's an epidemic.
Well, Melissa is at Envy, her kids and Joe are coming, and Joe's a big baby about the whole thing. He doesn't want a part-time wife, and she's offended because he's being seen in front of her employees, and I think we can all agree that it's super old school and gross.
Mm-hmm. And I thought he was, like, very acting for the cameras, too. Mm-hmm. It was a rude thing to say. The part-time wife part he might have meant. But all this other, like, I'm bathing them, I'm feeding them, I'm wiping their asses, I got milk coming out of my tits, like...
You're like, regular dads do?
Yeah,
like, you're not
so over the top. Like, he does the most for the cameras sometimes, and I'm just like, I'm over it.
I'm like, you're not a male seahorse, Joe. You didn't give birth today. Listen, she's done all of this with her body, with her downstairs, and she's managed to get it right and tight, and she's trying to open a business, which, like all the Housewives franchise, will most likely fail, but you know what? Trying right now, and you need to support her. Like, you're a part-time wife. Yeah, people have part-time jobs. That's how most of... the world lives. It's like, people have a job. And it's like, I get you have too much poison backed up in you, but, like, Joe, come on.
It was really
And
gross.
He acts like he's handling, like, 3 infants. Like, the kids are a decent age. I mean, they can all, like,
they're walking in there themselves. Like,
they can zip up their coats. They can manage it. But perhaps Joe needs to find a sitter, and he can head over to care.com to find said sitter, as well as there's many other things you can find on this site. Care.com is the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care, and it makes life simpler for families everywhere. You can book online and pay for care all in one place, so all on one site. And there is plenty of people that you can find on there with regards to housekeepers, dog walkers, tutors, errands runners, senior care, and, of course, sitters, so Joe can get some more time to do whatever he does with all of his businesses. And there's plenty of opportunities for you to check out it as well. I went on this website, so I can tell you that it's quite easy. There's a column for where you can apply to be one of these, you know, as a housekeeper or whatever you're looking to do. There's so many services, and then there's a place where you can search for these people, and they have background checks. And there's a deal here exclusively through AfterBuzz TV. You can go to care.com/buzz and save 30% off of your care.com premium membership and receive a $15 credit that you can use towards paying your caregiver when you use care.com's convenient payment plan. Visit care.com/buzz and subscribe. Check it out. Head on over there. And, you know, it's trusted, it's safe. And they match caregivers with families. So there's a lot of different options. Nice. Yeah, it's really custom. So I encourage you all to check out care.com/buzz. Okay.
Awesome.
Yes. So let's check out what else is going on in this episode. And that's Dolores and Teresa. Teresa's going out, I guess, for the first time.
I don't know.
Early on. To believe, yeah.
With her good friend who she didn't even know it was her birthday.
Exactly. Thank you. I thought that was the most awkward moment.
Someone doesn't keep a calendar. If you're like my mother, you have every, you know.
Right.
You write it, you sit there on January 1st and you write everyone's birthday in. Yep.
Oh, my Aunt Sharon's good with that. I get a birthday card from her still every year. It's so sweet.
That's so cute.
I'm terrible with that. I need to start planning. Like, if I'm sending a card, I need to send like a month ahead of time because I'm so bad.
And mine are always late because my whole family's
always, yeah.
seven days snail mail away.
Yep.
It's like, I'm great at buying the cards, but it's like, I will have it sitting there and I'm like, I'll write it tomorrow. You know, I just have to sign my name. I don't, you know, they write the message for me. I don't have to have feelings. But
Dolores is planning a reunion dinner. Sounds like something the producers told her to say.
No, there was definitely like a voiceover line in there, and I was like, ugh.
Because that's normally what you call getting together with it's a reunion dinner.
Yes, exactly. A reunion. Okay.
Nope, that's week 21. Yeah. Dolores, week 21,
we're
not
on
week
2. Oh, Lord. Anyway, it's New Year's Eve in New Jersey, and Jacqueline is entertaining, and Teresa is entertaining, and Chris talks a little bit about Jacqueline's relationship with Teresa and how she sent her on an emotional roller coaster. But really, at the end of the day, Jacqueline really wants to be friends with Teresa. Do we believe this?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So Chris is way off. I think he might have a point.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he might have. I don't know if Jacqueline wants to go back to where they were, but I think that she wants to have at least, like,
job security.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, really, though, because Teresa has blown up since they were friends, good or bad. So I feel like Jacqueline perhaps looks at Teresa and sees all the stuff, you know, the names, and everything. She's not in the best shape, but maybe she wants to be like, right. She doesn't want to be like, I knew her when. She wants to still be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Jacqueline and Chris, you know that they've had a ton of pillow talk at night about, you know, all their financial problems. And I'm sure that coming back to the show, it's like, all right, well, we got to get in good with Teresa and get you on there and get you a good storyline.
Or get in bad with Teresa and just need money.
Well, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, Rosie and the Wachilis came over.
Ebily.
Richie used to crack me up. And now he's, ugh.
I can't at all with him. Like, it's still too, it's been what?
The Lebanese Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, it's too much.
He is.
The glasses got bigger.
His corny, like, dad jokes, like, I can't.
He's just obnoxious.
And his mean jokes, like, tell your family's here. Like,
yeah.
He's just obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny anymore.
Well, yeah, so it was very awkward with the phone call. Teresa's like, I have my family over and 36 people. Well, your family's over here. She didn't say hello to them.
Then she's like, am I on speaker? And it's like, yeah, Teresa, because you're on a reality show. And every phone call is always on speaker.
It has to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I don't know
what was sadder, like Jacqueline's party or like back at Teresa's when she's like, I didn't do any of the cooking, and they just zoom in on an edible arrangement.
Oh my God, there's nothing worse than an edible arrangement.
I was like, oh no, just don't have anything.
I agree.
Nothing is better than an edible arrangement.
I am so with you with those. I can't with that at all.
I saw it and I was like, No.
She had Reno Apreya. She gave the shout out. She's like, oh, we had Reno Apreya send over everything.
They must have been in consideration for coming back, right? Like in the beginning, maybe. And then they were like, they have no storyline. Because she mentioned him.
Yeah.
She clearly didn't have Kathy cater with her cannolis.
Yes, ooh, that's true. Ooh,
no dessert business for her. And it also didn't even look like Jacqueline had her do that.
No, I don't think they took anything. Like, they walked in with it. I don't know. Which is weird for Italians to walk in and not have anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we have plenty to look forward to. What else can we say here? We need to get into some news and gossip. Let's get into some news and gossip real quick.
Major.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, what do you have for us, Fern, over there?
What do I have here? So, our favorite, who did not appear this episode, but she better come back next week, Siggy Flicker, says that when she, according to NorthJersey.com, when she first became a cast member, she couldn't always understand what Teresa was talking about. I guess there was a language barrier. Fortunately, though, she had a translator, Dolores, the other full-timer, obviously. So during the season, Teresa would be talking, and I'd look at Dolores, because Dolores was my right arm, and be like, Dolores, what the hell is she saying? I don't understand it, says Flicker, who didn't even necessarily have to voice her confusion.
Yeah, well, I don't think they met until they started recording, so Siggy's way on the outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess she has to speak tree speak.
Yeah.
I really missed her this episode. It's like, I want to keep up
too.
I want to see her with her little babushka, like how her facelift is going, what soup she's eating through, like she's drinking through a straw. I really felt like that was a... Instead, we had to see Teresa at the nail salon. She had an ingrown toenail. Like, no. Huge wasted opportunity. Bravo.
With feet. No, not doing feet. Hair and feet. Megan, what do you have? I know you are...
Oh my God, I have so much stuff. Okay. I don't know. I don't want to step on anyone's toes with all this stuff. Should go for it?
Go okay. For it.
If you guys missed it, at the very end of last week, Teresa stormed off the set of Access Hollywood Live. She was being questioned by Kit Hoover's fill-in co-host until
we have the clip.
Okay, well, let's go to the clip.
We can get the deets.
Yes, the clip from last week on Access Hollywood Live, Teresa and Melissa.
Do you worry that it's the end of your family unit as you know it? Because there is all of this talk that Joe could be deported since he's an Italian citizen. Do you think about that?
Next question, please. I don't think that's something you should be asking.
Well, everybody's talking about it, and it could be a reality.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Sorry. I think that's really rude.
Okay, well, it is a fact, and we're probably going to see it on the show, so I don't think that was a real question.
No, you're not going to see it on the show.
Heather Dubrow, a housewife from Orange County.
Okay, as a matter of fact, I'm going to leave, because I don't think that's...
Okay.
What? Carger, look what you did.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, kid.
Carger, I have you here one day.
I know. Look what I
do. And what
do
you do if you stir it up? Hey, Melissa, how are you doing? Okay, first of all, let's just say this is a reality show. We're watching their whole life play out. It's in the news that this could be a fact.
It's
true. I think
that's
a totally fair question.
And listen, I hope it doesn't happen for
the Totally, for the family and for everybody.
But I can only imagine it's something that has to be, it has to be weighing on them.
Go back. See if they're both gone. Are they gone? Oh! Well, here's the good news. Melissa followed her, so their friendship is now there.
I guess
Well,
that's
they're together.
Good. Yeah.
Dave, I've never had a walk-off.
No, I haven't either. No, I didn't. Well.
Not that you want a walk-off, but
not,
if...
Not something
Carger,
I would have, not something I would have wanted to.
There you go.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, she's been asked that question before. Obviously, she needs to have her, like, PR canned answer ready to go.
Yes.
She is away for more than 3 years. His sentence just started, so she needs something to say for the next 3 years. So I'm not sure why that touched a nerve. Obviously, it did.
Also, it's like, wasn't that asked at the last reunion that was a possibility?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's not when she was like, that question's inappropriate. It's like, we're not asking if, like, Gabriella is a love child because she doesn't look anything like the rest of the family.
Right.
You know, like, it's, or if you guys are going to have conjugal visits. Like, it's not inappropriate. Like, trust me, as somebody who says a lot of inappropriate things, I thought that was very boring.
I agree. She did tweet later in the day, Kit who?
Yeah.
Something super shady.
She had to come up with an answer. Grant's Rants, you had a great guest who read my mind, and he said that she should have responded, I hope that doesn't happen, and I'm praying for him. I hope you pray for me, too.
Yeah.
That would have shut them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, people just want to know her opinion on the subject. If she's obviously never going to be honest, just have your little canned answer ready.
Exactly.
Anyway, moving on. Jacqueline was on Watch What Happens Live last night, right after the episode aired. She said she seemed not receptive to the note she got from Teresa in last week's episode because she had not heard from her for 2 years, and now all of a sudden she's getting a note through the lawyer 2 weeks before filming for Teresa would be starting. And then with the New Year's Eve phone call, she said, obviously, we film on speakerphone, so she felt that she was being thrown under the bus by Teresa because they were filming. Yeah. So then her wall kind of went up with Teresa right then. Danielle Staub shared her thoughts on this season's cast on Instagram. So she decided to make this ridiculously long comment on an Instagram photo of herself and her daughters that says, I'm venting. My opinion on cast season 7. Andy Cohen. Dolores was an extra with no pay since season 1. Not interesting enough until 7 years later, LMAO. They are grasping at straws to hold it together. Jacqueline has lost her mind completely from what I hear on social media. And wow, pregnant out of wedlock daughter. Nice, like mom, like daughter. Now able to pay off the debt she and the hubby owe from their own fraudulent living, glorified by Real Housewives of New Jersey. Meanwhile, Teresa continues to gain sympathy for ripping off the world and the government, yet still gets glorified and a paycheck. Teresa never wanted Kathy or Melissa on the show. She was firm about that to all of the cast because she hated sharing the stage with anyone and knew she was going to get called out for faking this rich girl act. Melissa tore at her sister-in-law trying to get me to help her in season 1 and season 2 because she wanted to know all about Teresa's dirt and fraud. I did not play along, but she wanted fame over family, so I let Andy Cohen and the producers know by sending them the emails she wrote me. Why else did she get cast on season 3 after sitting as an extra for 2 seasons waiting for her chance? I put her on there or she'd still be begging for attention. Compared to me, I raised one daughter summa cum laude in psychology, college graduate. Effing insane part is I didn't even mention Caroline and Dina. Let's save that. By the way, I had a colorful past 30 years before the show aired. I still think they all need to apologize for hiding their fake lives behind my past and then own up to how they made it impossible for my daughters and I. I apologize to Siggy and remove my comments in regards to her. Well, I don't know what Siggy and Danielle have going on, but it must be... I don't know.
But that was awesome. They have to bring her back.
I know. She kind of went crazy on Twitter this weekend with, like, trying to drum up her star power again and tweeted Andy, I'm ready to come back, which he announced.
Yes, yes. Oh, guys, let's make a change.org petition.
Yes. We always retweet that. Yes, because we need it. We need it.
Guys, let's please make that happen. Please, More her, less below deck. I mean, really we need some deck. Like, they need to push drama. Danielle stop as hard as they push below deck.
I had a Kathy Wakili moment. On Tuesday morning, Maria Menounos on her serious radio show, Conversations with Maria, had Kathy as a guest. So we satellite were with her from New York. So she was in Sirius Studios in New York, and we could see her on Skype, and we talked with her. I kind of didn't chime in because I thought they had a great organic convo going, but if you guys want to hear the headlines that we started the show with and then Kathy's answers about everything about Teresa, you can head to Sirius if you have a subscription.
Nice.
It sounds like things are still terrible between the two of them, and will continue to be.
Well then. To piggyback off the video we saw earlier from Access Hollywood Live discussing Joe's possible deportation, a listener here at AfterBuzz TV reached out to me, and I'll keep her identity on the low because, you know, we want to look out for people here, but she says that she worked as a paralegal in immigration law for 9 years. She says that Joe Giudice's deportation seems quite certain to her.
Oh!
He can apply for a waiver in the U.S. based on his dependents, his children, and that might save him, but the government will probably likely deport him. She says the law read something along the lines of that any felony conviction that has carried more than a 1 year sentence is a deportable offense. However, he has not been charged with violent crimes, and you know, who knows? I mean, she just goes on to say that you know, this is just her understanding. And, you know, we all hope the best for them. And you can find more information on my opinion on this on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, because Fern mentioned it earlier. We had a little discussion with this that I spoke with a working immigrant here in the United States who shared his thoughts on deportation, and we have a little bit of a different opinion. We seem to think that he might be all right. So who knows? We'll keep an eye open for all of that. And there's one other article if you wanted to discuss. I don't know if you had any interest.
Oh, okay.
This article about ratings.
Yes, ratings. Ratings for Real Housewives of New Jersey continue to slump, much like their spirits. They slump. The sound Jacqueline makes every time, her sound effect. It slumped with 1.7 million viewers total tuning into the premiere, the lowest viewership of any season premiere since the show debuted in 2009, not counting Bravo's Teresa Checks In, a special that aired last year.
That got a 1.3.
And you know what's interesting is Bravo PR tweeted today that the season seven premiere got 2.6 million total viewers.
The only thing I think of is one might be overnights and one might be plus three.
And maybe that one's a certain demo, but 2.6 was total viewers?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
I thought it was the amount of money still owed, but I can be totally wrong, guys. I mean, I dropped out of community college math, so don't take my advice.
Well, I hate to see ratings decline, but I think that we could have a special panel where we could list what they could do to improve the show, and I usually do this every season as we unroll, because I just think there's so much they can pull from, and there's a lot of potential here, but it's still Teresa of New Jersey, and I understand that she's the popular one, but her and her current relationship with her family, there has to be more in an ensemble show than that. That's just my opinion. And you can find more of that opinion over on Twitter. But before we do that, we must predict real quick. Let's predict real quick.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do we want to say?
I predict we see more of Siggy and we see Melissa drunk.
Yes.
I think that we're going to see a super tense Jacqueline and Teresa Starbucks date. And I think it's going to be very fake.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I predict more Rosie trying to sneak her way on there, which I'm pretty sure Rosie, I'm convinced that she is a Nathan Lane character that has... Guys, the resemblance is uncanny, especially with the new haircut.
New cut, yeah.
And I also predict something happening to the recording studio that Joe made for... that. And what if he's like, you don't appreciate anything, and...
lights it up.
Or goes in with a bat.
Yeah, or just leaves the kids in there and like locks it. He's like, I don't know what to do.
You gotta call care.com, Joe. I just talked about this. I mean, come on. Anyway, I don't know. I predict that we're going to be off to a slow start with the escalation of drama. Just from what I've read and just the course of production, I feel like it's going to be a slow burn to start. But we just need more C then. We need more of the new girls, new dynamics, fresh energy, new blood. Yes.
More Siggy.
Yes. Well, leave us a comment below and let us know your thoughts on what you want to see this season, because there's plenty more to come. So please rate us with a thumbs up and all that good stuff. Rate us high on iTunes and please tweet us and follow us online. Fern, where can we find you and what do you want to promote?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And you can go to my website, www.fernronay.com. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, the story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. I'll shut up now.
I'm going to promote Fern's book, too. It's like so Italian. You have to. Better in the Morning by Fern Ronay. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. My handle on all those is Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
You can find me at AdderallandCompliments.com. It's my blog where I do fun reality recaps for those who have a sense of humor. And you can find me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can hear me talk about these fools of New Jersey and more on Grants Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast. And the full episodes are going up on YouTube, so that's something new, easy to find. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll be back next week with episode 3 coming at you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.